When we think of a book, we think of pages made from paper, not parchment, not vellum, not papyrus. But early books were made mostly with parchment and vellum, and really early books used papyrus. Papyrus shows up as a writing surface around 2400 BCE in the form of Egyptian scrolls. Strips of papyrus were laid out side by side to form a sheet. This was covered with resin made from the same plant, and another layer of papyrus strips was laid perpendicular to the first. The sheet was then pressed and dried, and later many sheets were joined together to make scrolls. Parchment is introduced as a writing surface and perfected in the 2nd century BCE in Pergamon, a city in ancient Greece that later came under Roman rule. Parchment is goat, calf, or sheepskin, stretched, scraped, smoothed, and bleached until it is a smooth writing surface. Vellum is a finer version of parchment made from young calves. The use of parchment in scrolls and early codices increased in response to the rising cost of papyrus, and over a period of 400 years, from 300 to 700 CE, parchment displaces papyrus. Paper does not begin to replace parchment in the Western world until after the 11th century, almost 1,000 years after it was invented. Paper was first developed in China around 150 CE by Tsai Lun, a Chinese court official. This early paper was probably made from mulberry bark, hemp, and rags, and by the 3rd century CE, writing paper was in common use in China. The Chinese process of papermaking was introduced to Central Asia and the Middle East between 750 and 800 CE, and later to the European continent by the Moors when they conquered the Iberian Peninsula in 1009. The first paper mills were established in Spain and later migrated to the rest of Europe.